News. I'm Laura Winters.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
Legendary Margaritaville singer Jimmy Buffett has died at the age of 76. The announcement on social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, the message saying he lived his life like a song till the very last breath and will be missed beyond measure by so many. The two-time Grammy nominee, best known for his song Margaritaville, revealed in May he had been hospitalized to address some issues that needed immediate attention. In other news, President Biden heading to Florida today to tour hurricane damage. It does not appear the president will be meeting with Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. A spokesman for the governor issuing a written statement saying, "We don't have any plans for the governor to meet with the president in these rural communities, and so soon after impact, the security preparations alone that would go into setting up such a meeting would shut down ongoing recovery efforts." California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom has a plan to turn a dilapidated warehouse at the state's oldest prison into a rehab facility for inmates. The price tag, close to $400 million.
California Governor Gavin Newsom wants to transform San Quentin State Prison into a rehabilitation facility. Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg is the lead advisor on the project and says the prison is the right place to take on this bold vision.
Now we have an opportunity to create the California model by building on what is already happening in such a positive way here. But you also see the constraints. The biggest constraint is space.
Nearly $380 million, mostly bond money from the state, will be used to transform the prison with the largest death row in the country into a facility focused solely on rehabilitating prisoners.
That's Dave Collins reporting. This is USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
Mohammed Al-Fayed, the wealthy Egyptian businessman who owned famed department store Harrods in London, has died at the age of 94. He spent years of his life mourning the loss of his son Dodi Al-Fayed, who was killed in a car crash with Princess Diana. New economic data has been released. USA's Tim Berg on the story.
President Biden is continuing to brag that the United States has the strongest economy in the world. This as a majority of Americans, 61% of them, are still living paycheck to paycheck. Nearly 8 in 10 consumers who make less than $50,000 a year are unable to pay for their future bills until they receive their next paycheck, according to LendingClub.com's research, and about 4 in 10 Americans who are earning more than $100,000 are facing similar struggles. This as the U.S. Labor Department reported that 187,000 jobs were created in August.
The threat of a strike seems more likely as the UAW, United Auto Workers Union, and Detroit's Big Three car makers remain at odds with only weeks until their contract deadline, which is September 14th.
United Auto Workers President Sean Fain is not optimistic about the contract talks with the Detroit automakers. Fain said the union's goal is not to strike, but to bargain a fair contract, but that they are ready to strike to win economic and social justice.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.